Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
What is going on?
What up?
Whoa, you are loud. Like, yo, I'm not even kidding. Skype automatically turned my volume up to all the way because my volume was not up all the way. And you were like at level 100 just now.
What about now?
Now you're fine because I just turned the volume down on my computer. But like on the volume bar, like it was all the way up to max for no reason other than to destroy my eardrums. I wonder if that's like a setting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder why Skype would want to blow out the eardrums of all of their users. Just wondering. Something we need to think about.
This gotta be a Kanye beat right here.
We need someone to start spitting.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
This is a 10 hours of Skype call sound, HQ. I mean, let's look at the comments here. The guys. Oh, it says the guy here calling was very patient.
That's funny. I want to know how much people make for like coming up with that sound or like ringtones, you know, like somebody's got to get paid for that, right?
I don't know, because Skype sound's been around a long time.
Yeah. Or like the default, the iPhone one, the one that was kind of iconic at the beginning when it first came out.
It's probably some like in big companies like that, it's probably like someone's job. Whereas, when you're building an app in like a company like ESPN, you would probably pay for that, you know?
Right.
but like these companies that are so huge, well, they probably,
and because like do they get, do you think they get royalties when like a movie uses, like when someone calls someone in a movie and it's the ringtone, you know what I mean?
So like when you got mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sound.
Like, do you think that that person that voiced You Got Mail gets royalties for every, like every time someone rents the movie or buys it?
I think it depends. Like if you were the creator of it, and if you hadn't in your contract, perhaps, you know, I don't know if it's, I think it's just per case. It's like, I don't think that, I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. Why would I know? I don't know.
It's an interesting, it's an interesting question. This one here.
Right. Who wrote Skype ringtone? Kanye West. Just kidding.
Stop it.
All right, here we go. There's actually information on it. Is Maze here?
Should be. He didn't say he wasn't here.
Hold on. I don't want anyone to miss this. Whoa. Whoa, Mardi Gras.
Yo.
What's up, Mardi Gras? Was?
What's going on?
Mardi Gras? Is it over?
They canceled it this year.
No, but the time period. When is it? I never know.
Since
yeah,
February.
It was last week, I think, or something. It was within the last 2 weeks. But let's see. When was Fat Tuesday? When was Fat Tuesday 2021? Oh, I guess it's this upcoming Tuesday.
Oh, so it was in March. Oh, I always thought it was in February.
No, no, it was Tuesday, February 16th.
Okay.
Sorry. I have no concept of what date it is.
You're a bad
fact checker.
Gulf region person.
Look,
you're bad at it, Ethan. You need to revoke your golf pass right now.
I spent 10 years doing Mardi Gras.
Should be to Texas with no electricity. That's it. That's what we're doing with you.
Are you in a hallway, Waz?
I'm not in a hallway, no, but I'm just in a room that's
empty.
Fairly empty, yeah.
It says, we're talking about Skype's ringtone.
I was wondering, here, yeah, who gets the money from every time someone plays the sound? Was it a one-time fee?
Well,
if it's used in a movie, does that person get paid?
Don't know about that.
Nah, it's definitely one of them beat packs. Somebody sells like 1,000 of their beats for probably a cut rate. They didn't get hired to make that beat. No shot.
It says here, Skype's original sounds recorded by Outside Studio Soundtree Music. So it was. It skewed the style and tone of the chintzy cell phone ring. We didn't want it to become like a brainworm, says Pierce. Well, that didn't work. Humming to Grande Valse, whatever that is. No, oh, Nokia's famous and sometimes tooth-grinding ringtone.
Oh, the Nokia one was iconic, though.
Can you hear it? Listen. Very famous.
Yeah. This one was a classic. I love it.
That's amazing. I forgot all about that one. Skype and Soundtree opted to use original sounds as basic building block elements. Quote, all the actual components were recorded organic sounds like wind, water, pops, people's voices, says Pierce. Wind, he says, provided the white noise in a notification. A bubble pop could be recorded from a ketchup bottle, a glass, or a human gasp or gulp. We don't like technical things, even though we are a technical company. Interesting.
That is interesting.
And then he said, once recorded, the sounds were layered on top of each other, creating something abstract but acoustically natural. The most memorable element was the 5-beat incoming call notice mixed with recordings of a human breath, water, and voices. So it's all of the sounds that go along with Skype.
Interesting.
Now, Big Sur just updated their sounds for Mac OS.
Oh, yeah? I haven't updated, so, yeah. It keeps telling me to, but I keep...
They're supposed to be, like, somewhat reminiscent of the original Macs.
Okay.
Can you hear these?
Yeah. Okay.
I remember when I bought my first Mac, it was in like eighth grade. I actually bought it for myself because I worked. And that's like, I would spend all day just on like the system preferences, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the settings were mind blowing to me. Same when I got the first like G4, G3. Is that what they were, right? Weren't they G3, G4? And like, I was so fascinated by what you could do with the desktop. Just like designing your desktop was like, wow, I could have my own screen picture. You know? I was like, this is revolutionary, man. Which it was, you know, because it felt so personal, you know? But man, I remember my tech friends would like get a kick out of it. Because I had a whole system of organization just on my desktop.
Of the sound? Picture.
No, the image, you know, your screen.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I would keep my files over here, my, you know, docs or whatever.
Right.
And then stuff over here. And I would actually customize the picture to be according to the computer. So it wasn't just a picture of me or whatever. Like it was a thing with like indicators of where things were in the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like a little schematic. And so always loved the Mac products. There's a new iMac coming out. Do you know that? They're not doing, I think the iMac as it is right now is gone away.
Mm. Oh, I wonder if that's the one that Maze is upgrading up to.
I don't think so. It's a fortune. Oh. It's not out. It's not out yet. It's just all speculative.
Oh, okay.
But there was a note, something of a note on the store recently that said these are the last of these iMacs, like the one I have.
Oh, okay.
Which is it's such a great computer. My God, so great. Where are these guys? Any word?
No idea.
Zach's here. He's muted. But... There he is. No word from Maze. I will text
That's
the chat.
That's unusual. What's up, Zach?
Ew. Coward Maze isn't here.
Maybe he's starting up his computer and it froze.
Maybe he's a coward.
For some reason,
was the latest Cinephobe that you guys, did you bully Maze off
no,
of wanting to join? Okay.
Bully. No. Bully Maze?
You guys bully terrorist. Each other.
Bully. We don't bully each other. We just hate each other at this point. No, Maze and I did stereo last night.
Okay.
For Cinephobe after party, and it was great.
Computer restarted.
Told y'all it was a computer issue.
The nice thing about doing the stereo with Maze is like, because he's listened to every episode like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he records it and he edits it and so he checks it out again. Right. All this shit. That he has this encyclopedia of knowledge for what's happened on the show. So he's like, oh yeah, this inside joke happened on this episode. So for me, it was
nice.
A trip down memory lane. So it was great. I think the fans seemed to like it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a good one.
The people love it.
Eden.
What's
for
up?
For you got mail. I believe it was just a commercial. For AOL.
Oh. So but do you AOL think that was a person paid. That said it, or is that like a one of those automated AI voices?
Oh,
no, someone said that shit. Someone said that
back in the day. They didn't have the voice
of moderators. Got mail.
Because I think Levitard's show talked to, I don't know if you guys talked about this already, but Levitard's show talked to the Siri voice.
Oh, for real?
Like, really?
Yeah, that's right. I remember voice. That. Yeah. Right.
Years ago, a couple years
is
ago.
Is it a woman?
Yeah.
It's Elwood.
So the main, because they have different voices now, right?
Yeah,
like
now
you customize
like,
it, but the original, like.
Wait, woman. I can change my, but I don't think, my Siri doesn't talk to me anymore.
You have to turn it on.
I click the thing and then the you know, that colorful circle thing comes on and I just said, set a timer for 20 minutes and it just does it and doesn't My Siri doesn't talk.
Hello, Siri. I think
it's a setting. It's probably like
Do you have to turn on the sound? I usually keep mine in silent mode. Oh yeah, you in silent mode, Waz?
Probably. It's probably in silent, huh?
You know,
what's up, Siri?
I have issues with the accent options in Siri now that I'm looking at it.
Why don't you talk when I'm on silent mode?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, come on.
If you like, I can search the web for.
Fuck Siri, guys.
Whoa. Easy there, killer.
The kids love talking to
sexism. Hey, Calm down with the sexism.
Let me ask something here to one of my apps. Let's see if is Jade talking rudely to Siri.
Calm down.
Oh, Mello says calm down.
Oh, guys. Just the Mello app.
For a second there, I thought you had the Mello app as Siri. That'd be dope.
That's something I'd pay $10 for an app.
Yo, so I'm looking at the accent options. Why are it's extremely limited. It's Australian, British, Indian, Irish, and South African. These are the only options.
Is all white.
It is
except Indian. But yeah,
that is interesting.
I mean, but those places all speak English though, right?
Yes, but like, what about, I mean, I'm not saying I want a Chinese accent, but Cowboy? Like they speak English in Taiwan. Why isn't Taiwan accent an option?
Or Korean accent? What about that, Waz?
Yeah.
Huh? Think they don't speak English elsewhere?
Can you guys not understand why Apple wouldn't want to do a Taiwanese English accent?
But why is Indian an option?
In their phone? I don't know, because India was a colony of the British Isles, maybe. I don't know.
I see why Taiwan.
I'm thinking about technicalities here.
That's fair. Taiwan, because no one wants to recognize Taiwan as a...
Well, so related to this, and y'all got, like, the culture wars are kind of crazy right now. And I feel like everybody's, like, on high alert, but... And I don't think we should put this in the show, Jade, but I think you guys would find this interesting. Fucking Ian O'Connor, I think he's back at the New York Post or some shit. And he's back working with
you're telling this
Mike
story?
Vaccaro. Yeah. It's not his style. Anyway, we figured it out, and it was just like, whoa. I was about to hit it right.
And we're back. But you're right, like, people are super on alert.
Yeah, so like Apple not doing a Taiwanese accent, I kind of get it.
I wonder if the phones in different regions of the world will maybe offer that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
But my thing is, if the Taiwanese and English accent is for Taiwanese people, why not just put Mandarin or Cantonese on there?
Well, I was just giving an example of like a Chinese accent.
So it says like, you can give her three different accents, American, Taiwanese, British, and Australian.
Chinese is Mandarin. So.
Yeah. Don't put a Haitian American accent in there, please, Apple, because I will never get off of Siri if you do.
Yeah, you'll never stop talking to it. Never. Like, I've been in an Uber with one.
I will never stop using it.
It says Apple may allow developers to add their own voice synthesizers within iOS itself soon. So you can have yourself talk to yourself.
But Waz, there is in Siri responses, there's options for always when silent mode is off or only with Hey Siri. So it may be one of your settings that got just like changed to default along the way or something. I don't know.
I never
Siri was 2011 when it started. So it's been almost 10 years. Can you honestly say that Siri is dramatically better? Like it doesn't.
No.
all technology improve at like a crazier fast rate than Siri has?
I use Siri for anything other than setting a timer.
That's a great point, Maze, because I think it's the whole ruse is it's just listening to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that was the thing that drove me nuts when I got, I think it was with my latest phone, was that when you go into like the Siri settings, it's not about you asking Siri to do stuff anymore. It's like Siri is learning when you use your apps. I'm like, what? Like, that's not what I want at all. So like I turned all that stuff off because it'll make suggestions to you based on what you click on and stuff. And it'll be like, you've made an alarm for this time. So Siri suggests that you have an alarm set for tomorrow. It's like, no, I'll set my own alarm, Siri. Yeah. Thanks. Actually, it's my day off, Siri.
Thanks I have mine set to just when I business. Ask something. Like when I actively turn on Siri to ask. Like, and I don't have it as like just on.
Like, yeah, like the way I think like Alexa is just on. Right? Yeah. How many pickles will be in the pan?
What?
I don't know. I don't know why that came up to it. Hold on. Hey, Siri. How many pickles are in a pound? Really taking sweet ass time. A pickle is about 24 fluid ounces. That didn't answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't answer shit.
Yeah. That what? Way to what? Skirt the question and not actually answer it, Siri.
What an asshole.
Or it's always like, you know, I'll bring you to Safari. And I hate
right
for the. So I don't use Safari.
Yeah, like if I wanted to pull up Safari, I'll pull up Safari on my own. Hey Siri.
The iOS version of Siri ships with a vulgar content filter. However, it is disabled by default and must be enabled by the user manually.
What? I could be getting some dick jokes out of this.
If Siri can be triggered into cursing, broadcasting discriminatory content, and so on, the actions will most likely be carried out. Over its history, multiple methods and techniques have been used to trigger Siri into swearing. So that's what we've been doing, guys.
Here's Apple contractors regularly hear confidential medical information, drug deals, and recordings of couples having sex as part of their job, providing quality control.
Whoa, hey, oh, whoa.
Relax.
Hang on.
Hey, come on. I'm eating over here.
There must be something in the algorithm that doesn't allow them to propagate that didn't stop sexual it from being dirty. Products for when it hears sex. You know what I mean? They don't have that in the algorithm. Because you'd figure, like, you know, you'd be getting stuff. Especially for people with kinks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Siri.
Here's a suggestion.
Do you like feet?
Right? Like, am I right about this? Or, like, let's say...
Coward.
Let's say you're into, you know, using some toys. Do you get advertisements for those toys later in the day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are you kidding me? Here, I'm just going to say this experience. Now. I'm going to say this now. I'm going to open up. I'm opening up Instagram dildos. Didn't say anything. Just dildos. And we'll see what happens later in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do that. Well, you got to add some more. Like, I'm looking for a new dildo.
I'm looking for a new dildo. I have sex toys. I need more sex toys. Here
dildos
we go.
Guys, see what happens.
Guys, dildos so on funny. Sale. Oh, these are going to be drops, aren't they?
That's so funny because just the other night we were working with Grayson on his schoolwork. And it was like we were looking for words that had certain letters in them. And you know, I'm like looking them up, like five-letter words. It must have been. D-I-L-D-O. but whatever. Well, I can't remember. But whatever it was, Grayson goes, what's a dildo?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy.
Christy and I started laughing. I'm like, no, don't worry about that.
No. You'll figure that one out soon enough, brother.
It's really funny.
It won't be too long before he knows exactly what that is.
Relax.
I'm just saying, man. This
relax.
With the way the everybody internet calm works down. These days.
Everybody just take a step back.
No, trust me, Waz. It's... Yeah. Yep. Anyway, speaking of stereo, you guys were on last night with the Cinephobe, right? I'm going to post that today. Stereo app. Go to stereo.com and you can follow Zach at Talk Hoops, Waz at Big Waz, stereo.com/Big Waz, that would be. Also, /Darthamine, /Corn Puzzle. /, is it Trevon?
Trevon, yeah.
Trevon?
I got told via Trey from his mom that she didn't name him Trayvon. She named him Trevon.
How did it go last night, Zach?
The stereo?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. Absolutely great. Maze was fantastic. Maze had a bunch of knowledge. We got great questions. We got great inside jokes that kept going. We got great suggestions for like month themes and everything. Because for those who don't know, Cinephobe in 2021, we've got monthly themes. We had Nick Cage month in January. Then we switched it up with Black History Month in February. Then we went to Arnold Schwarzenegger here in March. Next month, we announced we're doing Oscar winners. So it doesn't have to be an Oscar winning movie, but does the movie have Oscar winners in it? So since we've already done Theodore Rex with Oscar winning Whoopi Goldberg, that will not be eligible. We're not redoing that. But there have been a bunch of Oscar winners in a lot of bad movies. Eddie Redmayne in Jupiter Ascending, which we've already done. So next month, Oscar winners, that's going to be a fun one. I got a banger on deck for my pick.
Any Jared Leto movie, unfortunately.
Maze's favorite.
It's the after party, but in this case, it's the party.
I was watching. This is the party. I was watching Birds of Prey, the Harley Quinn movie. I stopped with about 40 minutes left. I don't know what the movie was about, and I don't care to finish it. What an awful movie. Not bad. It's just boring.
Yeah.
Unbelievably boring.
You know when you have 40 minutes left in a movie and you just don't care to go back, that it probably wasn't.
Yeah. There are
very good
two movies that have done that for me recently in the last couple of years. It was that and it was Aquaman. Aquaman, I was watching on a flight. It was landing as I had about 20 or 30 minutes left in the movie. And I just thought, I'm never going to finish this.
Just to make it fair, that was me with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Too. And I was trying to give Marvel a chance, you know? And I tried and I was like, there is like an hour left in this movie and I'm not going to finish it. Like, this has been a gigantic waste of time and I don't care what happens in the rest of the movie.
I like the first one. The second one's awful. Yeah. I like the first one. Yeah. But I remember I saw the first one with a friend. I won't name him, but he's in sports media, sort of. And I saw it with a friend. And afterwards, I was like, "So what do you think?" And I don't remember what his answer was, but he used I think ethos in the answer. I thought, it's a fucking comic book movie. What are you talking about? What are ethos? What are you talking about? It's a comic book movie. Like, this isn't. Look, we're not reinventing the wheel here with this shit. Like,
a little too
cool action, cool colors.
So, Stereo is a live social conversation app. You can be a host. You can have your own show.
Oh yeah, man! People hosting constantly.
You could be part of the conversation or just simply listen. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays for us. You can go download the app, Stereo.com, and follow us at all those names I'd listed before. You're gonna love it. And we will love you if you download the app. So check that out.
Download it, you cowards.
Yes. What else we got? Maze, you got questions?
Yeah. There were a couple of good ideas that were given during the stereo as well. And it's just going to take this as an opportunity to reiterate that if you are listening to this podcast right now, stop what you were doing. Go to Rotten Tomatoes. /M/disclosure and vote Disclosure down. We're taking this bitch down. We're taking it down to 40%. We're doing this movie. It's happening.
Is Disclosure the one where Michael Douglas is Me Too? Me Too'd?
Yes.
Great fucking movie. That movie is amazing.
Well, there you go. So. Special guest, Wazzy Lambre.
Yeah. That is an amazing. I would love to make my Cinephobe debut with that.
Lock it in. If we get this, so Disclosure is at 41%. It is 25,000 ratings. So we got a lot of work to do to get that. We just have to get it down to 40. We just have to get it down 1 percentage point. Just go log in to Rotten Tomatoes, make an account. Just give it a half star, write in the review like, I want this on Cinephobe. I don't care what you write in there, but give it a half star. Let's get this down to 40%, and you will not only get the misogyny of Amin Al-Hassan, you're going to get the expertise of Wozni Lambray on that episode of Cinephobe.
Mr. B2 himself.
Yes. Oh, so it's at 41 this episode. Right now.
It's at 41. We need, like, by bots, whatever. We just got to get this down.
Just so everybody knows to be incentivized, basically...
I'm doing it now.
The premise of this movie is that Michael Douglas's boss forced him to fuck her, and she basically tries to ruin his life.
Yeah,
because he tried to end it, and they work at a tech company.
Yes,
and this is like, is this early '90s? Whenever this came out,
so the tech
is 94. This is 94.
So this is like what, like Windows? Windows 98 coming out or something.
But it's so good.
Michael Crichton book.
Right, rottentomatoes.com/m/disclosure.
I just gave it one star.
Thank you. That's what we need.
All right, so Licky Icky Icky at Brian Licky. Any foods / meals that you hated as a kid but now love as an adult?
There's a few.
I definitely went through I didn't like beans phase when I was younger.
Tomatoes and onions for sure in anything.
Love beans now.
Mushrooms and onions for me.
For me, Brussels sprouts, but I don't know if that's because of like the preparation. Like, I think we had them like boiled as a child or something.
Yeah, gotta be like, roasted. You gotta roast those things.
Or like stir fried so that they're like crispy. Yeah,
with some, that crisp.
With some bacon.
The crunch, the crisp.
Yeah, crisp is important texture wise.
Nobody roasted when I was a kid. Everything was like boiled.
Yeah, that's
why.
So not even steamed.
I don't know.
Just boiled.
I know.
Why is that? Why did we make decisions to like ruin food for so long?
But it's like there was ovens, you know? So it's like it doesn't like why? Why weren't they?
I just think
at least...
people didn't know how to cook maize.
Yeah.
You know?
Wild.
We needed the Food Channel to come along.
We have so many more resources now as compared to then. So.
Oven is 50 years old. It's the same oven. Like, I'm using the same technology here. This isn't like I'm upgrading with like crazy tech. And then, you know, like a grill is just lit charcoal. Like, you can do this stuff. I just don't understand.
TV dinner, you know. That's so weird, those TV dinners.
Man, that was a thing.
It was huge.
That was such a
Salisbury steaks. Season. You guys don't eat Salisbury steaks?
I wanted
that
them.
Made Salisbury steak what it is, right? Like that Salisbury steak was like a 10-day contract. And then they put it in TV dinners. Like, I remember there were these like kids TV dinners that had like a penguin on the on the box or something. Like
just
those,
thinking about them.
Dude, those were everything I wanted as a child. That's what I wanted for dinner.
You get them on
kid
a plate.
Kid cuisine, Zach.
Kid cuisine, that's what it was. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. If I'm 7 years old, if I'm eating a Lunchable followed by a kid cuisine for dinner, I am just so happy. I'm ecstatic.
It was a great day, yeah.
And that's just nothing but trash.
I know.
Pure processed.
So much sodium. Yellow 5.
Frozen.
Oh, back. Yellow 5.
I know.
Oh,
Yellow 5, the good stuff.
Oh, marry the Yellow 5.
What's Yellow 5?
It's just like a food coloring that they put in like every candy, every mac and cheese processed. Like,
gotcha. Yeah.
Tell you what it is. What it is. It's liquid gold.
Kraft mac and cheese is definitely elite.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still do that, though.
Get out of here with Velveeta shells. Cheese and shells. I'm not here for Velveeta. I think Velveeta's disgusting.
You can put Velveeta in your mac and cheese, but you have to put other real cheese in with it. Like, you can't just be like, no, I'm going to just roll with Velveeta. Just keep it pushing. Just keep it pushing. It's going to be great.
I wonder how long that mac and cheese, kid. For
I wonder how long that goo lasts.
Forever. It doesn't even need to be refrigerated.
No, that'll be there in the apocalypse. With the
Do you guys have a preference for pasta shapes?
Yes. Oh, my God. Absolutely do I have preferences.
I do too. I love rigatoni and penne, man. Like, just give me the classics. Just especially with a big-ass rigatoni where the meat sauce can go in between the freaking noodle. Like, I'm good with that.
I'm a bowtie pasta.
Medium shells. Holes. Medium shells. For me.
I love a bow tie pasta.
Bow tie's great. Bow tie. I'm with Waz. Like I'll go rigatoni one. I love a rotini. I think rotini is just nice.
What's especially the rotini?
That's like the little spirals, essentially.
Oh! I have that in my Costco pack that I bought the
twist.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of some spiral pasta. A little spiral. Mm-hmm.
My favorite is the cavatappi, which is the spiral tube.
Oh yeah, I like that.
It looks like a corkscrew. It's a little bigger than the rotini.
So it's like a macaroni, but longer and in a twist shape.
Yes.
The thing with that is, how do you get the water out of the middle?
Shake it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they hold together pretty well. They're not going to like disintegrate. So, you know, when you're straining it, you just shake it loose. Baby. What is it?
Orchetti? Orchetti's good with like a sausage and like broccolini type of.
Those are the little tiny scoops, I guess. They're kind of like a shell, but not.
Yeah, it's like a half shell.
And who came up with orzo? It's just rice shaped.
Not into orzo, really.
John Orzo.
John Orzo, Bob Cobb.
I always have to tell the kids, I'm like, it's the same thing, you know, because in case we don't have what they want.
Yeah.
Same goddamn thing, kids.
Are they picky about like they'll eat like macaroni, but they won't eat
Yeah. Totally.
You know, I haven't had bucatini in a while, but that's like the spaghetti that's a tube.
I heard there was a bucatini shortage.
What was Kramer's called?
Jerry's. Fusilli Jerry. Fusilli Jerry. Yeah.
Oh man.
I've never had that fusilli pasta in pasta. Like, but it looks like an interesting pasta texture that I would try.
Oh, I see the orecchietti. Never had that one. They look like little dip chips.
Yeah.
I'm not really that crazy about just regular spaghetti, to be honest.
Oh, get the fuck out. What are you talking about?
No. Stop it, Maze. Come on, man. Come on.
What about linguine?
Come on.
Well, I don't think Michael Jordan was that good at basketball.
It's the classic. I like linguine. I'm with you, though.
No,
I'm with Maze here. I've always preferred linguine.
Is linguine the flat
off
one?
This podcast. If we're gonna start, no.
Come on, what guys.
Is this? It's a little this is flatter. Spaghetti. Spaghetti's round,
the
right?
Slurp? Yeah, linguine's flat.
Flat.
Okay. I don't order spaghetti at restaurants. I don't make spaghetti myself. I'm just not that into it.
That shape of noodle, first of all, universally respected and accepted in Asia.
Yeah.
Both Southeast and East Asia. Come on now. The noodle is so incredible. Everybody agrees.
You're not spinning that shit. You know that they came from around your fork. You kidding me? Get out of here.
You noodles came from Asia originally, Waz.
But I like flat. I like flat noodles better than I like round ones, though.
Oh, depends on what we're talking about. Like,
it would be
like a thicker, like rice noodle, or like something like that. Like if I'm getting Japanese food, I want the udon noodles.
The thick noodles, yeah.
Yeah, but that's different. We're not going to lie.
There's a pasta like that.
A pappardelle.
There's a pasta that's like that. It's called the bigoli.
What'd you say, Jade?
There's a pasta like the udon. It's called the bigoli.
Bigoli. I think that was Tony Soprano's nickname.
Hey, bigoli.
It's literally not a joke. Bigoli. I'm realizing now how many different pastas I've never had. It's crazy.
There's so many. Those and it's because like there's a different one for like each region in Italy.
Yeah, look, let's
so
also
it's like when they were distributing pasta making machines, they just gave each one a different mold.
Mm-hmm. So this is yours.
If you ever make chicken soup, you can put ditalini in it. Ditalini.
Is that tiny the one with little dots?
No, it's just a little circle. It's like it's like a little cylinder, I should say.
Hey, let's also be respectful. It's very limited in its use, but its use is key. Lasagna noodles. Lasagna noodles are legit. They are necessary.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that.
Flat noodles are bomb as well.
That flat sheet noodle, it's kind of like.
Now, what's vermicelli? How is that different?
Vermicelli is a rice noodle, and it's a little round noodle.
Super small, thin ones, right?
It's thinner than spaghetti. Yeah.
That's not age-related.
You know what always sounds good to me, but then I find to be pretty disappointing? Gnocchi.
No, I like gnocchi. I'm a gnocchi guy.
I'm with you.
I like the texture. It's like kind of
called gnocchi.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, do you know that I can't eat lo mein?
Why?
Too high?
Because of the damn movie with Sutherland there about the vampires.
Lost Boys?
The Lost Yes. Boys?
What?
Remember when they turn into maggots?
Oh, my God.
I literally have that. What? I'm like overwhelmed by that whenever I have lo mein. And it's like,
oh, my God.
I'm serious.
That just makes me think of What We Do in the Shadows, where they do that with spaghetti, but they call it bruschetti.
Bruschetti.
You like your bruschetti. Now it's worms.
What's rotini?
Rotini's a little twist.
Oh, that's not fusilli. Yeah.
No, fusilli is.
It has a weird. It has like different. Curls, sort of like, but it's like wavy. It's like wavy pasta.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Mariano's hair, right? Just got the waves in it.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Mariano. Love that guy.
Popular in salads.
Mariano or fusilli?
Mariano. Fusilli looks like an even more tightly coiled cavatappi, whereas rotini doesn't have a tube element. It's just.
And I remember twist. Years ago when LeBron had cavatappi the Eastern Conference.
Stop.
No, that's not good. I'm back to the drawing board.
I'm not.
That was no, that was really funny.
Not only
been a while since they did that during the regular season.
Yeah, been a long while.
So I'm looking at a side by side of rigatoni and penne, and it looks like penne is just slant cut rigatoni.
Yeah, those are ones where it's like, what are we doing here?
It's a bigger hole in rigatoni.
Relax,
well. Much bigger.
But then there's also ziti, which is like really similar as well.
Ooh, yeah. I love a ziti. Yeah.
So a ziti bake.
Really quite.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, ziti bake is legit.
Really quite subtle, these differences in the pasta, but.
Yeah, why is it a ziti bake and not like a penne bake?
I do shells baked. That's my favorite. Medium shells. Baked with mozzarella.
I love mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
I'm a big mozzarella person. Mozzarella guy. Love mozzarella.
Mm. Mozzarella and ricotta. You could just.
Yeah.
Or the rest
I kind of want to try making ricotta. I've seen some YouTube videos.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem too hard, but.
I ordered a calzone the other night for delivery and just loaded it up with ricotta and all kinds of veggies in there. And man, that I hadn't had a calzone in probably.
Ricotta in a calzone is underrated, I think.
I mean, that's a cheat code right there.
Yeah.
You get that plus the mozzarella, like a mozzarella base and then ricotta as like a topping.
Topping, essentially, yeah. Filling so whatever, it's like, nice.
I would eat pasta every day if I could.
Now, this is going to be controversial. I know. That's why Japanese food is my cuisine, where if I had to pick one the rest of my life, I would go Japanese, because it would probably be Italian, or it would be a Thai, but the Italian, 500 pounds.
I'm a Thai. I swear to God, it's my favorite food, but I cannot eat it because it just makes me fat.
Macaroni and cheese pizza, carb on carb crime. Like,
in fact, I made it the other night. I was like, all right, tonight I'll eat it, and then I got here to work and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do it. I haven't touched it. Sit in my fridge.
I'd like to admit something that I did with this calzone that maybe controversial. I put pineapple in it.
Oh, what, Zach?
It was phenomenal.
Was there a pepperoni in it?
I did no meat, so I no did meat. I did spinach, I did mushrooms, I did black olives, I did all kinds of cheeses, the sauce, and then I threw some pineapple. I was like, whatever, like throw some pineapple in there. And then when I got it, I put a bunch of red pepper flakes on top.
Oh man,
it was fantastic.
This is a little unorthodox.
So you had your own pineapple?
No. I had them put it in it.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I added was the red pepper flakes. But everything else they put in there. What a move.
That's not the idea of you carving a pineapple and adding it to your
cauliflower. You cannot pay me to carve a pineapple. I can't peel an orange.
I'm going to carve a pineapple.
I thought you did what you did with the ramen and the pizza. You did it your own way.
Oh, we had ramen last night.
How did you get it in there?
He managed.
I did go to the Italian bakery yesterday, in fact, and bought, you know, they have the stuffed breads, like with spinach, potato, and those are delicious, too. Throw them in the oven. Kids I don't really bread with dig stuff. That though. It sucks because I'm like, now I gotta eat this whole thing. Bread. I've been bread, eating a lot
like,
of bread.
Bread with dinner. Like something, you know. I mean, I know that's not a hot.
Wow.
I'm just as long as it's fresh.
Like a pastry, like from a bakery, like when totally. They have like, you know, yes. that little ham, garlic butter and cheese bread or something like that. Like I like bread with stuff.
No, what you're saying is reasonable. It's just the way you presented that at first. I like bread with stuff. And it just reminded me of this week's Cinephobe where Amin referred to Carlos Santana as the man with the guitar.
Yes.
It's crazy.
The man.
That's I mean, like basically. Calling Dolly Parton the lady with the... Nah, forget it.
Whoa, oh, whoa, whoa.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh,
hey. Bergoli's walking over here. Hey. You're still the rigatoni the orichette.
Hey, Johnny, give me 10 G's on the Knicks.
Johnny? Do it for Johnny.
Do it for Johnny.
Do it for Johnny. Do it for Johnny.
What's all next right. there, Maze?
Jake, and I am going crazy. When you go to pump gas, do you unscrew the cap before or after paying?
What?
So this I'm trying to understand. So you go to the gas station.
I get it. So like you're like, let's say even if you're just at the pump and you're putting the card in, do you put the card in, do all that stuff, and then unscrew the cap? Or do you unscrew the cap, then go put the card in?
Same time. Simultaneously.
What the fuck?
That left hand credit card, right hand.
Right hand. Doing like a weird split
come on.
At the gas station. Like the JCVD, she's got one leg up on the car and one leg on the trash can.
Splits on the pump and on the car, like she's just trying to make things interesting.
Again, you know, pumping gas is boring. Okay, I have to do something to entertain like an extreme myself.
Sport.
Yeah. Let me ask this question: can you guys, will you guys pump gas and not look at your phone? I've been trying to do that lately of just not look at my phone as I'm pumping gas.
So you're not supposed like, to, right?
I
do.
I think that's bullshit. I think that's like, yeah, like
the
not
whole
using
thing
it
about theoretically your phone is sending radioactive waves and it can detonate the entire. I feel like that would happen a lot more
span.
If that was
true. Yeah, an attention span standpoint. I'm just trying to like, all right, I don't need to be on my phone when I have a quiet.
Yeah, 5 minutes of like mindfulness where you're just existing.
Yeah.
That's good.
I suck up those fumes.
Oh my God. Smells not a better so fume.
Oh. This is the order that I do. I pop the thing. You know, you pop it open from the car for me. And then I pay. And then I unscrew the cap. And then I pump.
Oh.
That sounds about right. I think I usually unscrew the cap first because
I don't unscrew the cap until I put the thing in. You know,
I think I always unscrew the cap first. Now that I think about it,
I always forget to pop the thing and I get out there. And I'm like, God damn it.
Do you hang the cap or do you put it in that little placeholder?
I have to hang it. Mine doesn't have it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, both of my cars. I have a feeling that one of my cars doesn't have it even attached. Like I could actually lose it if I'm not careful.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I have
too. I lost one. I drove off without putting it back.
I've driven from the gas station without putting it back and with the thing open. Like,
oh, my car has a light that comes on if it's not properly secured.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
But mine is also attached, so I'm not going to lose it.
Yeah.
It's pretty clutch to have it attached.
I like the joints that don't have a cap.
Oh,
open the joint.
No cap. No cap.
No cap.
Oh, they
no
have
cap.
That. Right. Stop. That's stop. Real modern.
Yeah, I think one of my exes modern. Had a diesel engine on her SUV, and there was no cap on it, just the flap.
Let it breathe, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Got
I
to
never
the bottom
understood
of that.
The I never understood the diesel draw for a regular car. I don't get it. I'm sure there's some sense that it makes, but I don't understand it.
There's like clean diesel now.
Yeah.
So like my buddy's girlfriend has a diesel engine, and so I think you get longer miles per gallon.
Oh,
it's better on the highway.
Got
yeah.
It.
For people
oh yeah,
that
she drove like 20 miles to work every day.
I think
on the highway. Yeah.
I'm on a highway to hell.
The main benefit is better fuel economy.
Okay. There you go.
It's not watered down.
Yeah, and I like that 2% gasoline.
You got one more, Mace?
Have you guys, last gas question. Have you guys ever paid for the most expensive gas?
No.
Except if it's on because people who drive certain type of cars are like, oh, don't be putting no regular in my car. You know,
I'm not allowed to put anything but the 91 in there.
If I was driving my own car
it will legitimately damage the engine. Like, this is made for 91. Like, this current car and my last car, like, it says you have to put at least 91 in.
Okay. So why, if it could potentially damage your car, but then there's all these other cars that I guess don't need it.
I don't know, man. It's why isn't there just a German car? I don't know. I don't know what it is, but they've said like you could damage the engine. Like, the dealer's saying that. It's not like the gas station's like, hey, you should put this in. Like, the dealer's like, only put 91 or higher in there.
All right.
Well. And it's a lease, so I'm not fucking around.
All right.
If I was at a company thing using my own car, I'm like, oh yeah, go 92, baby.
We haven't talked about it on this pod yet, but Conlon at Convolutionary asked a little while ago, what are your thoughts on NBA Top Shot? And then DS at Radio DS says, anyone bought into the NFT craze yet?
No, I'm not smart enough to figure that shit out.
I don't know what NFT is.
Non-fungible token.
Non-fungible token.
Oh, is that? But that's what Top Shop is too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Top Shop is
shot.
Shop? Not going to call it a scam. Oh, Top Shot, not Top Shop. I like Top Shop.
No, don't. It's fast fashion.
Fast fashion is bad? You don't like fast fashion?
Yeah, it's not good for the environment. They usually overproduce clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, a bunch of clothes ends up just getting burned and for the sake so that, like, they don't have to sell it. I don't know. It's not good for sustainability. It's terrible for the environment. And most of them have, like, poor...
$1 for me, Top Man.
What is fast fashion?
Is Uniqlo like fast fashion?
Yes, Uniqlo, H&M, yeah. All of the above.
No, Uniqlo's my favorite store.
I know. My heart
Aaron played a podcast for me. Too. Yeah, Aaron played a podcast for me about how bad fast fashion is.
They
mentioned Uniqlo as I was wearing a hoodie.
I know. I know.
Half my wardrobe is Uniqlo.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Jesus Christ. What about the Gap? We can still shop at the Gap, can't we?
No, I mean...
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't know why.
Damn.
What's fast fashion?
H&M.
It's like these clothes, like really cheap clothes. Like,
yeah.
Just like, and like, so like the big fashion houses, they take forever to turn around clothes. H&M would see something that gets popular and have it done in a week.
Yeah. And they put out like crazy.
And they'll put it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they see like, you know, cheetah print is like the biggest it item, right? Because these big houses have made cheetah print, and they've been working on cheetah print for a year, and they put it out, and the people responded, and they loved it. H&M would be like, all right, we'll have it in the store in a week and a half. Like, literally, we'll have it in the store. Oh,
that's why you said Top Shop. I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Anyway, that's tough. I can't believe Uniqlo's fast fashion.
I know. I was pretty crushed when I found out, too.
I thought this stuff was made in Japan.
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't exclude them from.
I thought you couldn't have that type of churn if you made your stuff in, like, you know, America, Japan.
But sometimes it's the material that's used.
Oh, yeah. It says, like, clothing, it's not they're made rushed. Their brands are severely low quality merchandise.
Hey,
there's no quality control.
I'm a low quality human, so.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So I think that there's Top Shot, but then the latest news thing is that yesterday, the graphic designer and artist Beeple, who I don't know if you guys have ever seen that Instagram, but it's got like.
Hold on. Before we. Oh, wait. Is this still about Top Shot? I mean, Top Shot?
It's related,
Sorry, go ahead.
Beeple, he does, like, really wild graphic animations that are like pretty kind of like gross, and it's like a lot of like political shit, like Trump stuff, and I don't even know, Kim Jong Un. I'm looking at one right now that's got like Michael Jackson, Mickey Mouse, Buzz Lightyear, Kim Jong Un, Donald Trump, Mario, Pikachu, and Yoda, and they're all kind of like creepy and gross looking. He had a piece of art, a digital collage that sold for $70 million, and it's just a JPEG file.
Yeah, it's
one of those things that does not make sense to me. I understand the concept of like trying to make it like a limited supply. Like that's the Top Shot thing, right? Like is a market
That's the thing about Top Shot. They're not. They're just throwing shit out there and just they're not making it limited.
Well, I think it was Ethan's pod when he was talking. I can't remember the guy's name. When they compared it to just the concept of a baseball card, right? Because a baseball card is just a meaningless piece of paper that we assign value to, right?
Right.
So like a Top Shot or a JPEG file is a meaningless object that we are assigning the value to it.
If you actually make it limited, right? Like the value is that there's not a lot of them out there. Top Shot is just like, as long as people want it, they're going to put it out. That's why it's like, wasting your money.
Always just go on YouTube and like look at the clip. Like it's not like it's, you don't get royalties. Yeah,
you can go to Payless
and get a pair of sneakers too. That doesn't make them the Travis Scott ones, you know.
Yeah, but we're talking about watching the same same fucking video clip. Like the copy that you own is one of 500, but I can still go on YouTube and watch it for free.
That's the thing.
But why is a baseball card worth anything?
I think
because it is actually limited.
Yeah,
you
can't go back and reproduce a card from 1982.
You can.
No, you can't get it.
It won't have the same value.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's been cards that have sold as forgeries.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at is like that was the best analogy to me because a Onis Wagner card from 1940 is inherently a piece of paper, right? Yeah. Like. It's the value that we're associating with it that makes it worth whatever. So if they've created a marketplace for this stuff and people are assigning values to it, then it's the same thing. Like right, it's not something that I would want to get into.
It's a house of cards. It's fine. Like it's working now and it's getting revenue now. Like I'm open to being wrong about this, but I don't see it lasting.
Sustaining for
more. Yeah, I don't see it enduring and sustaining years. Because. Yeah. Because this, like, I get the analogy to a baseball card, but for a 1912 Honus Wagner card, there are only so many of those.
And like the way they were produced back then, yes, with whatever seal or like stamp of authenticity,
right?
Like you can't Top Shot reproduce is not that.
They're just going to keep putting stuff out. As
I
much
can reprint
as
that and make it look real in 2021, but. Anybody could then print out their own, right? And then and that's essentially where the like I can find all these on YouTube, and the NBA is not going to take these off YouTube because it's free marketing,
right?
It is marketing to, that's why the NBA has embraced the internet so much, is because it's marketing to a young audience, and that's what baseball fails to do. Baseball doesn't let anybody repurpose their shit. They make you take it down, and that's why it's one of the reasons, not why, but it's one of the reasons why they struggle to get young fans in this age. And because they're never, if they were going to take this stuff out of YouTube, and then you had to like pay me 5 cents or whatever to view this fucking Tomas Satoransky assist.
Yeah.
Then sure. Then I'm going to believe that this will sustain in value. But because I can always go watch this for free
whenever you want.
I just think there's a tipping point where this thing is going to, people are just going to lose interest and they'll move on to the next NFT.
Non-fungible token. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get it, man.
I think it would be fine if Top Shot was actually like limiting the amount of stuff. They're not. That's the long and the short of it. So like whatever you think that thing is worth, like Top Shot is going to indiscriminately put out as much as they want and decrease the value of it to profit on their own end. Like you're buying it to think I'm going to hold on to this. It's going to increase in value. Top Shot is like, we don't care about the individual value that you Top Shot owner have. We care about making money for ourselves. Yeah. And that's what they're going to do. And yeah. So that's why you're burning your money on fire if you buy Top Shot.
And for anyone doing this now, making money, go for it. Like take advantage while you can. I just don't know that this is something you're going to be able to take advantage of 5 years from now.
My only thought is, unless we're missing an element of where the value lies, like, is it virtual reality?
The
perhaps?
Value is whatever someone is willing to pay for.
Right. Right.
No. It's just defined by the market. Not its value. I'm talking about its practicality.
It has no intrinsic value.
But I'm wondering if it's in virtual reality worlds or something like that. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Like, I feel like I'm missing something here.
I don't think you're missing anything.
What the hell is a JPEG? Why? I don't get it. Like, how could this JPEG be worth $60 million?
Because someone paid for it.
It makes no sense.
Someone paid for it, yeah.
I can literally hashtag eat the rich, Jade.
It's an open market. Like, especially it's so when it's weird. In, like, an auction format, you know? Like, it's like the story of Mean told about bidding at the Sun's auction. Like, he just got caught up in wanting the thing and then, like, mostly just to flex.
Yeah.
Like this person might have dropped $60 million on this Beeple JPEG just because they wanted to show off because they have $60 million to spend on random shit.
I would have bought a house in Wyoming.
They might already have one.
Probably, yeah, exactly. This guy's from Charleston, Beeple.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. I mean, I don't know if you guys have looked at his Instagram. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild stuff.
Why would we see him, Jay? Do we live in Charleston?
No, like he's on, you know, just look at him on the internet. This is funny.
Oh, I don't look at people on the internet. Just kidding. I do that.
What?
I want to start selling all of our old pods, you know? The Thanksgiving pod would go for a bundle.
Like get them encoded to be non-fungible tokens.
Go for a bundle.
Someone out there is going to pay 50 bucks.
I just assume he means like a PS5 bundle or like some kind of like
trade.
Something I'll where trade you it. You just trade it for like here's a video game system with a controller and a game. Yeah.
Yeah, even though 50,000 people have it on their computer, you can own it too exclusively. I don't get it, man. I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
But everyone else can have it at will. They just don't have the non-fungible token marked one.
Yeah. Maybe they're going to electronically pulse us and all the stuff that's not serialized will disappear.
Do it. Take away the distractions.
You know, I'm so confused. Mage, got an intro?
Hello and welcome to the Friday hashtag AskWaz mailbag on the Count the Dings Network. I'm your host, Anthony Mays, coming to you from San Francisco. On the line to answer your fantastic inquiries, we have in Los Angeles, the CCD MVP, one would think, and therefore one was, Santa Hoops, aka St. Nicholas Cage, Mariano Blanco, the one-liner designer, he respects the boulevard, Zach Moose Harper. The Haitian sensation with a Caucasian fixation, his vocation is irritation of the general population, the black intellectual, the Liberian rock, cultural anthropologist, sexual politician, you know the fucking vibes, it's Big Waz! The only Asian that doesn't raise it in Arkansas with a greener light than J.R. Smith and a tattoo for each of the seven deadly sins on both of her rib cages. Her love of Duke is not a fluke, she won't spook due to any rebuke. She can carve up the ice and fix her love life, it's Eden Liu, and in Bloomfield, Connecticut, Jake Christie is his brother and his wife. Amateur bear watcher with a bionic colon. He can never eat. What pasta can't you eat again? The sheep dipped conspiracy consigliere Jade and Cole has scored 103 goals at the score level. Only 28, but his mind is old. He came out the womb wilt. His wife is a fruit, and he's a nut. It's not a bit. He's dinging in the rain, just dinging in the rain. The evil producer full of bearded cat energy.
You know that Ethan bought one and he's got it on sale for $10,000.
Bismack Biyombo layup or whatever. saw that he got that one. So
I was thinking of like taking like a couple $1,000 and buying them and just putting them away for the kids, you know. I don't know. Anyway, Eden, you have love questions?
If you want to just give me a couple $1,000 and then when your kids are of age, I cannot give them money. Like that's fine.
That's
like,
we the same thing, basically.
Yo, Rob.
Yo, Amin.
What's the biggest complaint I always have whenever we record these podcasts?
Besides Jerv being too sleepy, I think it's you forget to name a couple things. You always want to talk about some extra stuff.
Oh, man. It's the worst feeling in the world. When we get done and we say cut and I'm sending the files to Rob and I say, shit, I forgot we were going to talk about this topic or that topic. Well, guess what? We're not going to have those problems anymore if you go ahead and download the Stereo app. That's right. Go to stereo.com/DarthAmin and make sure you are linked and subscribed to us. And we're going to talk about all of the different things that I always forget about. This is a great app. Every time you guys are listening to this pod, you say, oh, I wish I could chime in. But you're listening to a pod. You can never chime in. It's pre-recorded. Guess what? With Stereo, you're able to have your voice heard. You can ask real-time questions about either the pod episode we recorded or whatever we're talking about at the time. It's great. It's a forum for you to listen to your favorite podcasters. That'll be me and our, yours truly, all at the Count the Things Network. And we're going to be out here. We're going to do this regularly, multiple times a week. Just hop on Stereo, download the app, subscribe, follow Darth Amin, follow Talk Hoops, follow Trayvon, follow Big Waz, all of us. You know who we are. You search for us on the Stereo app. You will find us and subscribe to us and be a part of these conversations real time. Have the ability to ask the questions that you want to ask. Stop us when we're on some bullshit, as we are frequently. And of course, catch some content that goes above and beyond what you listen to in the podcast you already love. Again, that is the Stereo app. And you can follow me, stereo.com/DarthAmin. You can look up everybody else by their handles. Their handles are all the same as what we have on social media. You can join us multiple times a week. I love Stereo. I'm on the app talking all the time. Follow me and get notified every time I go live.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.